We are on Daf, Mem Gimel Amad Aleph. We'll first learn the Taisvus of the Sugya we had learned yesterday. Bas Hanizaynis Min Ha'achim Maise Yodeo Lemi. That was the Shaila Rabbi Avina asked from Rav Sheish. So Taisvus says, Midayaraise Pshitalei Tahavi La'atzma. Min Ha'atayra, there was no Shaila. That the tzicha belongs to the bas, kidadoshina lekamon, the Gemara brings later a drosha, v'nisnachaltem, oisom levnechem acheichem l'reshes achuza, oisom an evet knani atamayrish levnechem v'yatamayrish, the bas levnechem. So the schus that he has bebita, the schus maise yodov, Maise yoder that he has bebitoi that zicha does not go over by Yerusha lebono. Alamid the Rabbonon boy, they clear the shaila when the Rabbonon were misakin that she gets mezaynis but naiksube. Maybe they were tiknu mezaynis ser tachas maise yoder that they get the maise dam. Well, the bono boy midetoli time be mezaynis. If the Shaila was Bas Hanizoinis Min Ha'achem, Davkev she gets Mizoinis Al Kocher, it's not a deraisa dike Shaila. Umidamaisi Alomi Almone, and then Rav Sheishes was poishe the Shaila just like Almone. Maisi Yodel Yoshim is what in Bas Maisi Yodel Yoshim. Now, an Almone Zicher, the halacha that it's maisi yodel liyoshim azicha the rabbanu de kedin the zichen nad zeiche be maisi yodel min atayre umi boile and the shaila was kimen the nizaynis mishelahem since le maise she gets mizaynis from the yoshim miskinu lo rabbanu maisi yodel tachas mizaynis were they misaken maisi yodel tachas mizaynis I like. V'chein mashme kol ha-sugye, the whole sugye, it would seem, it's ad-rabon on the kishayla. Yeah. U'lekam on the boy, my time of the Rav. Now later, the Gemara says, Rav says, that my siyadeh la'atzmo, and the Gemara brings, a posik, v'snachaltam oisom livneichem, oisom livneichem, v'loi b'nei seichem livneichem. So it would seem that is the reason of Rav that holds Maisa Yodel La'atzma. And according to Rav Sheishes, that holds Maisa Yodel La'yoshim, he doesn't darshan this pasuk. Now the way Taisvus explained, it has nothing to do with Rav. According to Rav Sheishes, also Minat Teira does not belong to the Yoshim because of this drosha. Lekam de boy my time with the Rav of a Motzil and me boy nami my time with the Rav Sheishes me the Raisa moide da avali atzma. Ala nokat Rav mishum de koma behed ye de maise yode la atzma. Rav said klor maise yode la atzma af me the Rabbonon. So me mele, so the Gemara chapt on Rav. Rav Sheishes, you have to be medayik. From the sugya that it's only me the rabbon. But Rav said klo that the maisi does liatmos so the gemore asks my time with the rabbon. Ktsas megam gem rashbe. Now the rashbe had a shtickle problem. Dohochi mashme, the tvei have a maisi yodeho shelo. Kiven shen izoynes bal kolchom bitnai bezn, mimasha hoysen izoynes midato. We had mentioned yesterday that the tzdodei hashayla were, do I say, b'mokim av kaimi mahosa maisi yodeh la'ov ochinami maisi yodeh la'achim, oidum uloi domi la'ov, hosom midideh mitzine, oche lav midideh mitzine. So Rashi had said pshat lav midideh mitzine, Elo mitnaiksu besimon. So it seems Rashi lemshat midlav mididu mitzine not midaitam. That means they're forced to give her mezainis. He gives her mezainis on his own accord. But they give mezainis bal kolchom mitnai ksube. So the hoche mashme, the tvei av a maise yodeho shelo, kiven shen izoynes bal kolchom mitnai bezn. That's the svore that the maise yodeh should belong to her because lav miditu mitzene, they're not being given her mezainis on her, on their own accord, only because of the tnai bezn. Bitnai bez, mimash oisen nizaynis midatom, but it would seem if they would, she would be nizaynis midatom, then be, there'd be a svore to say that maise yodeo shalahem. Lekamon bereish almone, gabi almone, mashme ipche. The Gemara over there brings down a machloikis. There was a minig Yehuda and a minig Golil. Now, the minig Golil was that the chiyuv they gave her mezainis, Kozman, she's an almone, they gave her mezainis, so that was the minig Golil. The mechuyuv to give her mezainis, kol yimei mega amalusich. The minig Yehuda was, there was no such minig. That means if they paid up the ksuba, they didn't have to give mezainis at all. If they wanted a stall and paying up the ksuba, so the minig was that, no, if you don't give the ksuba, you have to give mezainis. So the mezainis that they gave to the almone by not paying up the ksuba, the Gemara seems to hold for davar poshet, they're tziche not maise yodeo shalahem. If they have to give her mezainis, kol yemei meger amalusach, then we say maise yodeo shalahem. So it would seem that the svore chitzoyne is that if they're mechuyev to give her mezainis, then it's maisi yodeo shalahem. If they're not mechuyev to give her mezainis, they could pay her up the ksuba and then they'd be potter to give mezainis. Then it's ain maisi yodeo shalahem. That's Tosfos Kashlo. Kama bereish almona gabi almona mashme ipche. The adrabe, kiven sheni zoynes edeit nai bezen, ava maisi yodeo shalahem. Tvei mi masha hoise ni zoynes midatom. And here it would seem fakert, that here it would seem that they're not doime to the ov because they're giving it bal kocho. Betzorich iyun. So, Tosis blay by tzorich iyun. Vedoichik lechalik ben almona lebas. We're talking about two different Chiyuve Mezainis. They were talking about the Chiyuve Mezainis Lalmone. So we'll say there the Svar Chitzoyne is that if they're Mechuyev to give her, then Maise Yodeho belongs to them. If they're not Mechuyev, not. And by Bas, the Svar Chitzoyne is Fakert. The Nechalei Bavoche, the Mikol Mokim, Svor Rav Ipche, but it's still a fakerte svore. It's a fakerte svore, that means, which is the svore chitzoyne? Do I say, der zeichen maise yodeho, davke, when they're not mechuyev to give up, what's the svore chitzoyne? That's the Rashba's kashe. Rabbi Kevege asks on Tosfos, I think that's what Rabbi Kevege means to ask. Rabbi Kevege says as follows, he doesn't understand what's bothering Tosfos. He says, that's poshut. If there's no takone to give mezainis, like according to the minig of Yehuda, they're not mechuyev to give her mezainis. No chiv to give her mezainis. They want to drag out the tashlumim of the ksub, they have to give mezainis. There's no takone to give mezainis. Versteht sich, if there's no takana to give mezoinis, so why should they be misakin maise yodeo to the yoshim? I'm saying they're giving come mezoinis, I mean, there's no reason whatsoever. That's the gemara over there. By us, the shaila of the gemara was the zicharat takana. That's no shaila. The shaila was, given that the kono yirak lizein min nichse yaviyem v'loy miditu leitik no maise yodeo. So, Rabbi Kivege dachsme means to say, here the Gemara does not mean hoch lav miditu mitzene, does not mean not from their own accord. Lav miditu mitzene means they're not giving from their own accord. The zichem. The whole shailas of this atakone to give mezoinis, then were they misakin maisia der tachas mezoinis. So that's poshut. Some say a strange person will give her mezoinis, a lasange bench, but there's no havamina that her maisia daim will belong to him because he's nice enough to give her mezoinis. The takon of Maisa Yadayim Zicher is because there's a takon of Mezoinis of Musakim, Maisa Yadayim Tachas Mezoinis. But here the Gemara means to say, I think that's what Kevege means, that here they're not giving from Mezoinis. Lamidid who mitzin, they're giving from the Nichsei Ho'ov that they yashin. So why should they get the Mezoinis? That means the takon was, Whoever stells to Mezoinis gets Maisi Yadeh. They're not stelling to her Mezoinis. The only, she has a schus to take from the Yerusha Sa'ov. Also, Almona Eitzel Abbas, Kibas Eitzel Achim. So, Rabbi Avine wanted to differentiate between the schus Almona and the schus habas. He wanted to say, an almone, they were taki misakin maishia der tachas mezoinis said, but Abbas, he wants havoche. He wants nichele bavoche the days, he wants that she should keep her maishia yodel. So the Gemara asks, what are you telling me that a father is more concerned about his daughter than about his almone? We learned, Osu almona eitzel abbas kebas eitzel ha'achim. We see by nechosim mu'otim that the takone was that by abbas eitzel ha'achim the takone was if there's not enough d'mei yerusha for the mezoinis abbas, so the bas The Yerusha is nisyachet for the bas, and the bonim are sheil al apsochim. There's an almone and a bas, so the bas is sheil al apsochim. The almone is nizoynis. So the Gemara asked. So we see that there's no maila of a bas over almone. Fakert is a maila of almone over a bas. That was the Kashe and Rabbi Avine. Osomon eitzabas, kebas eitzalach. Vim toima, so Taisvis asks, Almona eitzalabas, amai korile nechosim mu'otim. Nechosim mu'otim means that there's not enough nechosim to give Almona mezoines, to give the Yoshim Mezoinis, so then the Almona gets a din kedime, and the other Yoshim are Choyal Alapsochim. So Taisa says, why do you call it Nechosim Otim? Bishlem begabi bas eitzel achim, before shbepek mishemeis, kedei she yezoinu eilu veilu at she yebogu. Nechosim merube means, that means that there's enough Yerusha that inside the Bas and inside the Ben will have enough Mezainis till the Shir Bogre. So that's called Nechosim Merubim. Nechosim Mu'otim means that if both of them will eat, the Bas will not have Atshir Bogre. So that's called Nechosim Mu'otim. We have Azman Mugbul. We have to ensure that the Bas should be Nizin. The Zman is till she becomes a Bogres, and it seems then she's self-sufficient. So we could say, Nechosim Merubim, Nechosim Mu'otim. we have a knife and how to be Mishaya, is there enough chosim for Hamazonis? Is there not enough? Aval hoche ein shayach oisei shir sha'amone yesh la la'ilam mezainik. So what is called nechosim merubim, nechosim otim? It seems there's a certain amount of nechosim. Now this almone can live till 120. So when is it called nechosim merubim? There was no oif and now we could be Mishaya. Since she has her whole life. So the Ri says the davke kshayesh almone ubonim ubas. So the Ri says a chiddush. When did we say that there's a takon of nechosim muotim in the almone is nizaynis in the bas is sheyelas al apsochem? Not when there's an almone ubas. When there's an almone ubas, there's no such thing as nechosim mu'otim because we don't know how to be Mishaya. How much nechosim do we need to satisfy the needs of the almone, since we don't know how long she'll live? The whole halach of nechosim mu'otim, which exists by an almone, is dafke when there's an almone ubonim ubas. We have these three. Then is tiknu l'amone, v'nosnu lo, masha hoyo likach lebas. Then they gave to the amone, masha hoyo lo likach lebas, what the bas should have taken. V'haynu atcha tiboger habas. That means as follows. By a bas, we have guidelines of nechosim mu'otim. That means that she has to be ensured that she'll have mezainis till bagras. So the guidelines of nechosim mu'otim and nechosim merubim are measured with the bas. And then we give the almoneh. We give the almone, then we say that the almone gets these nechosim. We put them away for the almone, and the bas and the ben are shoyel al apsoch. So that means, if it has a toiris nechosim mu'otim legabi habas, and legabi habas we know at the cheshbin, then the schus that these nechosim should be biyuchid lemezaynis goes to the almone. Avol she ein ella almone ubonim oy almone ubas shabas yereshes lay also takone b'shvil almone. And now Taisva says, not only because we don't know how to cheshbon, no, the mishum almone leirotzu lavkiya koyach hayerusha. That means to give. This din by nechosim mu'otim, let us appreciate for 1 second what the din is nechosim mu'otim. Like this is a t'nai bezdin that you get mezainis. Fine. That's the t'nai bezdin. But that is a new din of nechosim mu'otim that habas nezainis vabonim yishal wal apsochim. This is not that she gets mezainis, that she's insured with mezainis. We take away the Yerusha from the bonim, and we insure her with mezainis. This is a davo noisif over the Tnai Bezin. This is insuring her schus of Tnai Ksube by taking away the Yerusha from the rightful Yerushim. This is a big chiddush. That means that, in other words, she replaces the Yerushim. She's the Yerush, and they have problems to find money for their mezainis. So Taisvi says they never made such a takone. If you would have an almone with a bas or an almone with a ben, to be oike the Yerusha from the true Yerush and to give it to an almone who's bechlal not a Yerush. Never did such a thing. They would never insure her mezainis and take away the Yerusha from the Yerusha. Elo. But if there's a ben and a bas and almone, and because of the bas, letzairach habas, they were mafkiya the Yerusha from the ben. So now they took away from the bas and gave it to the almonim. B'shvil ha-bas hivkiyu tvei. Now, what's the formula of this takone? If there's a ben and a bas and almonim, so then we take away the Yerusha from the bonim. We give it to the bas. And now we take away from the bas and we give it to the almonim. So Tais explains as follows: B'shvil habas if kiyutvei lefi shehi yereshes k'she'im bonim. That means this takone that by nechosim mu'otim we made the bas the ikar yairish. They only did this because be'etzim abas does have a tayrish yerusha when there's no ben. So lemaisa they held this is not considered a complete akira of hilchis yerusha because she is a potential yairish when there's no bonim. So they said even though there are bonim, but in order to ensure her schus mezainis, we took away the yerusha from the ben and gave it to the bas. And now, if there's an almone, so since it was taken away from the ben already, so then we give the schus mezainis, what the bas would have acquired, we give to the almone. But if there's an almone and a bas, or an almone and a ben, then there's bechlau no such thing. V'chein mashra b'yirisham b'vek mishameist, am behosn ein almone doiches abonis, b'lei abonis doiches as almone. Upomim shamone deiches abonis, ayedei bonim. If there's bonim, then the almon will be deiche the bonis. Ves abonim, ayedei habonis. So that is exactly what Tosva says. Rashi Lemaise does not learn like that. Rashi says, because Bemison, there's different man de yomrim, In the Gemara, in Baba Basra, how you are Mishaya in the Chosim Mu'otim, for how much do you have to ensure Mizainis? There's a Bezundra then, there's a Chiv to give Mizainis, and then there's a Schus insurance to make sure that she gets Mizainis. Rashi seems to say, when there's a, Rashi says there's a shear of 12 months. So Mamela Rashi didn't have this problem. Zicha, she's Nizan Kol Yimei Meger Amalusach. But the insurance is only a 12-month period. So the first kasha of Tois was, how do you chesh ben nechosim mu'otim? Rashi took care of that. Rav Yosef had asked a kasha on Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes had said that a bas hanizaynis maisa yodel belongs to the Yoshim, and Rav Yosef had brought a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to say, when are the bonim yoyrish ha maisa yodel? They are yoyrish when if the father was zeichen the maisa yodel, so then he's meirish to the bonim. But if the father died, they don't have a schus in a maisa yodel. So Rav Yosef said, so we see they don't have a schus in a maisa yodel. So the Gemara was matche loy b'sheina nizaynis. It's speaking about when they're not giving kamazaynis, then the maisa yodel belongs to her. But it's no riot, not like Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, when she does get mazaynis, then the maisa yodel belongs to the ocean. Loy b'sheina nizaynis perish menachim, avo min ha'or oysa nizaynis. Hey, Stoysis has a problem if it's speaking about there was no Mizaynis. So why was the Obzeichen b'maisi yodeh shebechayov? Mishabachi pochi b'shein in Mizaynis, my remem, the pshitad lachemisa sa'ov la'atzma. So it's poshet, if they're not giving her Mizaynis, so the maisi yodeh belongs to her. Mishum igufa, the maisov arein shalachin amelitzach, when the Mizaynis ois minot. If the father gave him Mizaynis, the maisi yodeh belonged to the father, pshit to the ocean ois. V'isvorm de legosi maile meimre. What is the chiddish? El gosin and ibishein in Mizaynis. Afilu laman de yomar. So why did the father get the maisi yodeh? V'chenike, amai ibishein in Mizaynis loy minot v'loy minachim. Dachem isa so'ov isla lemeine meide dumye de bechaye yov. And if Lachem Yisrael is speaking about that they're not giving her mezaynis, Rebbechayev also speaking about not giving her mezaynis, he didn't give her mezaynis. Am I mezaynis shol achin? If a labat mein lo kim sheni mezaynis mimenu, so she's not worse than an eved ivri. Loigasini ki toiv lo imach de besifri le mapik le maiko, ala dosh le misocher, kesocher kesoy shav yiye imach, miyuto he imach, Tabi Motz Michta, Kesach Hasei Shaviyya, Ad Shnasa Yevel, Aval Kitay Blimach, Ein Ela Sipot Boam Baalme. Magid, She'ein Odom Meirish, Tzchus Bita Lebnoi. So the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, Viz Nachaltam, Oysam Lebneichem, Areichem, Noch Leshes Achuzem, Oysam Lebneichem, Vloi Bnei Seichem Lebneichem, that what? That the schus maise yodeo that the father has in the bas, he does not give over b'yerusha to his bonim. Teime. So Taisis asks her, Amir de kekashe, Amai itzterech kro lohochi, or he gufe loinaf kelon de maise yodeo lovio, elamila omo. How do we know that maise yodei naira belongs to the father? Because it says, "V'chiyimker ish es bitay laomo, ma'oma ma'isi yodel rabo avbas ma'isi yodel avia." Is ma'oma ma'isi yodel rabo bas ma'isi yodel avia? V'oma gufay nevedes leisa ben b'loyes abas. If the whole schus that the father has b'ma'isi yodei bitay is only because we're makish bitoy la'omo, so we're saying that the father possesses what the odin possessed to know when she's an omo. So the odin was also not mayrish bitoy la'bonov. But an omo vri is not aivedes as haben. And that's what the father has. So factoises am mayridike kasha. So why do you need a posik to tell us that the father is not Moirish schus bitay lebonov? If the whole schus that he has bitay le now from Omo, so that's not better than Omo. So just like Omo is the odin is not Moirish maise yidei amosoi lebonov, so who are the naops? Why need this new posse? Gemrin per kamer de kedushin. Benir le rash, bet le itzer chaykro, ele mishum ktane. Ene chanami. A nairo that you learn out from Omo, you don't need a posik. You don't need it by ktane. De keishe le itzerich ele le nairo. Avo le ktane le itzorich a keishe. De hash is vuni mezablo, maise yodeo mi boi. So the Rashi answered as follows. You're 100% right. A naira, that what maise yidei naira belongs to the father. I learned out from a hekish to oma bitela omam. So memele, a father in a naira does not possess more than an odin possesses in an oma. And just like an odin does not possess in the oma aschus leirishe lebonov, so who adin, a father does not possess bebite eschus leirishe lebonov. You're 100% right. That what a gemara brings up, posik is speaking about a ktana. That what the maise yodeho of a ktana belongs to the father. That I learn out from a kalvachoyma. Hash de zvuni mezabin lo maise yodeho mi boy. That's the makir that mice, if he can sell her, so zicha ha mice your dime belongs. So memele, so this is not als hekish to oma, this is als hakal bochayma. So here, if it's not als hekish to oma, I would think maybe if the father died when the daughter was a ktani, it would be meirish mice yodeho lebono. So that's what we need the posik v'stachal to moisom. Just let's see the last 7-8 words in the Tosis Yeshonim. Avotayim adashti zvuni mezavin lahava kabochayim v'neim odaye. So Tosis asks, I still don't need visnachaltem. That means the kabochayim that maishi adah belongs to the father works as follows. That madach he can sell her for an omo, sabadach vis maishi adah belongs to him. But al koponim, the whole koyach, B'maisi Adel, I learned that from Mechiras Oma. So it can't be better than Mechiras Oma. And just like by Mechiras Oma, he can only sell to the Yodim, but it doesn't go over B'Yerushim. So his chus maisi yadeh is not better than what the Yodim possesses. So let us say Dayoim. So why they need Visnachal to Moisom? That's Pshat and Tais Viskashim. Let us skip the last two Taisvis and let us go to the Mishnah. We'll start a new sugya. Hama'ares es bitoy vigirsho. Irso v'nis almalo. He says, we're speaking about a father married off his daughter, Aktane, Anaira, and she got to get Irso, and then he married her off again. The second issues wasn't, both weren't too successful. The first time, the first husband gave her a get, and the second time, the second husband, he died. Ksubasa sheloi. So the ksube belongs to the father. This is a chiddush. Yeshua Muchetzech, where do we see? That means we know there's different schusim that a father has, bebitoy, boishes of gam, and knas, and kesef kedushin, and maisi yodeho. Fine. This is a new schus, that the ksuba belongs to him. Fine. We have to know, he said he didn't find someone should speak about it. What is the makir that ksuboso belongs to the father? Abok upon him, as I state, this is also a shvach neurim, could be a tzadarabon and the kiddin, that this, or he wants to say, according to Ramei, if you're tzube the reis, it's a the reis of the kelimud. B'makish moyer apsulois, he has a whole cheshbin. Abok upon him, let's just learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us that Eirisin is not a hafko mirshusa of, so all the ksubis she gets al tsaruse belong to the father. He siyo, now what happens if he made nisuin vigilsho? Or he siyo, or he siyo v'nis almalo, ksuboso shalo. Now the ksuba belongs to her. That means after nisuin, she's no more b'rshus aviyo. So the ksuba belongs to her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer harishayna shel ov. Rabbi Yehuda says by the first nisuin, since when he married her off, it started off with Eirusin. So since when he married her off, so she was still Birshus Aviyo, so therefore the ksube of the first Nisuin belongs to the father. Amruloi, and they said Mishiyasiya ain Lavia Rishusbo, as soon as she became a Nisuin, so all his rights become, he loses all his rights and all his chusim. And therefore, he doesn't get the ksuba filo from the first nisuin. Let us see Rashi. Shel of, ksuboso shel of, ksuba shehi goive, mishnei eirisin halolo, the ksuba that she's goive from these two eirisin, this belongs to the father. Ukesova, yesh ksuba la'arusa, we're speaking about that she's a naira or a ktana. And Eirusin is not a hafko a mirshusov. What happens if he see a ksuboso shelo? The mishiye see a poker rishusoi. Uboso givaina ozlinon. We look at this man of the piroina ksube. The gevaine boser hochiu. The gevaine is when she's not birshus aviyah after nesuin. Leslinen Bosak Siva Lema Hoyovel Rishina Nichtava Ba Oida Bushus of the Heavy Dia. We don't look at the Shas Ksiva Saksubit, we look at the Shas Gvia Saksubit. He says, L'chayre, the Sfore is, perhaps, that the whole S'chus Ksube is also a Shvach Neurim de Kedin. Ksube is paid after the Gerishin or after Almonis. So it's a Shvach Neurim de Kedin, Minatayr, Midarabonon. So Memele, so he's only Zoiche in the Peroin Aksube if Bishas the Peroin, she's Bershusoi. If she's not Bershusoi Bishas Peroin, she doesn't have a Schus. It doesn't matter when the Ksube was written. But the Schus of the Ksube is the Schus of the Ksube, that when he gets the Ksube, it's a Shvach Neurim. So it depends when the Ksube is paid up. That's when the Shvach Neurim should work. So if when she's getting paid up, she's on the sewer, so she's no more Bishus Aviyah. Because in the Bosak Siva Lai Mohel V'Rishayin and Nichtava Ba'oida Bishus of the Heavy Deof, I look at the Shas Gvi and the Shas Piroi. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Rishayin Shalov Taima Meforish B'Gmore. Zog the Gemore. Now, in the Sefer, we have two cases. And Hisiyo V'Girsho, Hisiyo V'Nis'Armolo. We're mentioning two cases, how the Nisuin ended. The first case, it ended with Gerishin. The second case, it ended with her becoming an Almone. So the Gemara says, Rabbeinu HaKodesh wanted to be meramis something in this halacha. Taima de hisiyo v'girsho, hisiyo v'nis'amolo. Why did he make, he wasn't consistent, he didn't say that twice nis'amolo. He said once was hisiyo v'girsho, once hisiyo v'nis'amolo. Why did Rabbeinu HaKodesh find it important to make that the first Nisuin and the second Nisuin did not end the same oifen? One is with Kereshin and one is with Misa. Taima de Sibi Girshi, Sibi Nis'almolo. Avo Nis'almolo Trezimni. What would be if she would have become an Almona twice? Su Leichozi Len Suvi. So then she becomes a Katlonis. If the two times we stella on Chazoke, that she is a katlanis, and a katlanis is not permitted to marry someone else anymore. And Rabbeinu HaKodesh did not want to speak of this peronius. That's why, that means if he would say that it was twice nis'amolo, so then we're saying that she's a katlanis also. So he didn't want to speak about, why do you have to mention such a peronius? Therefore, bedavke, he said that one nisuin ended with gerishin, one nisuin ended with almonis. Am nisalmo trei zimni, sule chosil in suvi, vagavuchi kasosim lotane ke rebi, doma betrei zimni have a chazoke, after two times there is a chazoke ready. Let us see Rashi. Sule chozi lintzuvi, da have chazoke liyo ispaler meisim. After two times it's a chazoke ready that her husbands die. Vidok tane bimilsei deloi lintkoit piderech peronis. He did not want to speak of a case which is a peronis. That means that she becomes a katlanis. Agavuche, the boy lagmorinon, mishpetaksube. He really wants to teach us mishpetaksube. Umach loikes rabiude verabonon. But agavuche, noket lishne de day, le mistan lon kerebi. The omar be meseche shibomis, nisan lerishin omeis, lesheni omeis, lishishi leitinose. The trei zimne, havye chazoke. Let us see Taisvis. Taime de yisiyo vigirshe. So, let us give a shtickle agdome, what Tosfos is bothering. That means, Poshet, the Gemara is medayik, why in the Sefer was the Tane Mishane, the Oifen, how she became Oisei Shishish. One, the first Nisun was with a get, the second Nisun was with, she became an Almone. L'chayre, the same Diyik, Tana could have been Medayik from the Reisha. We also have the same story. Arses Bitoi Begirshe, Ilsev Nisalmolo. So why wasn't the Tana, why wasn't the Gemara Medayik from the Reisha? Why did the Gemara have to wait till the safe? So Taisva says, by Emerson, there's a machloikis in the Gemara in Mesechtes Yevomis. What is Pshat Akatlonis? Akatlonis, we say, since this happened two times, we do not attribute it to a mikre. It's not a coincidence. No, there's a reason for it. What is the reason? She's the reason. Twice her husband died, she's the reason. Now, what reason do we attribute to her? So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. One man, the Yomer, says, Mayon Goyrem. That means the tashmish with her, that is Goyrem that her husband should die. So Memela, according to this man, the Yomer, the holding Katlonis is only after Nisuin. Because I have a Sibe to attribute why both husbands died. But by Eresen, some say he married and they died. I don't have a Sibe to attribute their Misa. So after Eresen, she doesn't become a Katlonis. There's another man, the Yomer, that said, Mazlo Goram. It's not the Mayon, it's not a physical Machle that the husband gets by being Mishamish with her. No, it's a Mazlo Goram. Mazlo Goram could be occur after Eresen also. So Memele, so Toisve says, that what the Gemore wanted to be Medayik from the Sefer, because the Gemara wanted to explain the Mishnah according to the man, the Yomer, that holds Mayon Goyrim. So on the Reisha, you can't say that's why the Rebbe said once Geirish and once Almonis, because Tefillah twice Almonis Leichet Gornish mit Gornish if you hold Mayon Goyrim. That's why he was Medayik from the Sefer. That means the Reisha is coincidental, but the Reisha from the Sefer. Mishun mandal me mayin goyrim. Daik lo mi seife. Ve im taim efekt ach tais viz. Ve tik shalei me reishe. So had you learn pshat in the reishe, de mash me de mazl goyrim. De lochay, so tais viz says, yishlo me de mozl meim, de no ket reishe agav seife. That means, the seife is telling us the loch of mayin goyrim, and he says, reishe agav seife. If you hold Mazla Goyrim, so then it's all good, so then you don't have any problems. So our Mishneh Al Kaponim is telling us, Rebbe's Halacha, that after two times, there's a Chazake, and then it's a part of it. If you want to say Mayan Goyrim, so the safest Dafkin, the Reisha, the Wamashva to say, or else you can say Mazla Goyrim. The Rivon Muki Kula Masnisen Beisha Achas. The Rivon said the whole Mishnah is speaking about one woman that got married four times. Mafori Shoche. Taime de Hisiye Vigirsha Achashe Irso. Vinis Armelo. That means, what was the case? The first time she got Geget. This time is a Gornish Megornish. The second time, after Eresen, her husband died. Okay, so from one case we see her husband die, we don't make a chazaka from one time. Now, the third time she got married, the husband gave her a get. So she's still not a katlanis. That is why she can get married the fourth time, because she's not a katlanis. So that means that the way Rashi says, that the Rebbe doesn't want to speak about a case of peronius. No. That what she's permitted to get married the fourth time is because there was no chazake, because the second time her husband died, and the third time the husband gave her a get. That's why she had to marry the fourth time. Rivon muki kula masnisim beisha achas maforishochi time with the sea of girsha achas sheil sovnis almalo. Hoi sea of nis almalo, but what would be If the third marriage, she also became an amonus, so have a Muslim, then she wouldn't be able to get married the fourth time. If you say that that's pshat in the Mishnah, so we are mitzarif the almonis of Eirisen with almonis of Nesuin, sakochi od mazel goyim. Tlamando mamayin goyim, makati v'motzi lemis Nesui siya, kem tikshulei mamas nisen dochem. So we have akash according to Mandioma that holds mayon goyim. Let us go further. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Horishoino Shel Ov. Rabbi Yehuda says that even though after Nisuin she loses her ksuba, even though after Nisuin she's Mufke Mershus Ovio, Afal Pikein, after the first Nisuin, since Bishas, the Erison of that Nisun, she was Bershus Aviyah, so the Ksuba belongs to the father. The second Nisuin, so she was Eli Mufke Mershus Aviyah, so that Ksuba belongs to her. Rabbi Yehuda Merishayne Shalom. My time de Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbe ve Rav Yosef de Omri Tavayu, Hoyul, Umishas Erison Zocha Behen Ha'ov. Since by the first Nisuin, so the Ksube was, we see from the Reisha, Maharas and Sabita, we see from the Reisha that Anarus also has a Ksube. So, Hoyel Umishas Eirisen Zocha Behen Ha'ov. So the father had a schus to get the Ksube. So it doesn't matter that Bishas the Gvias Aksube, Bishas the Peroin Aksube, she wasn't Birshus Aviyo. No, we say that since Bishas, the Erison of the third Ishus, she was still Bershus Aviyah, so the father gets the Ksube. We don't look at the Shas Gviya, we look at the Shas Chiyav Ksube. Al Bishas Erison Zocha Ben Ha'ov. Let us see Rashi. The Mishas Eirisen shall bal horishin nischayev lo ksube v'zocha ba'ov. So Mimela, so that's why he gets the ksube after it's nischayev. Arvo be'eres and shiny, loizach the machine, he says, Larishin pokos chusai mina. Frag the Gemore, Mosiv Rove, so Rabin Rav Yosef explained, he says, Rabin Rav Yosef explained that the reason of Yehuda hold that the father zoich and the ksube because Mishas eres and zoche ben hof. Mosiv Rove. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harishoina Shel Ov. That's our Mishnah. Umayde Rabbi Yehuda, b'ma'ares es bitoik shehiktana. If a person is ma'ares es bitoik shehiktana, u'bogro, and then she became a bogris, v'achar kach niseis, she'ein lovia rishus po, that the father is not zeiche in the ksube. That means the Erison was when she was a naira. Then she became a bogris. Then they made nisuin. The father is not zeiche in the ksube. Frag de gemore, amai? According to your explanation, Rabbi Yehuda, that Hoyel Mishas Erison Zoche Bemov, so who cares what happened later? She became a Bogres, she became a Nesua, and the Mishnah she became a Nesua also, she's Yotzes from Mirshus Avi. Afal Piki Mishas Erison Zoche Bemov. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Ela Yitma Hochi Yitma. So, that's wrong. This Lomdes Mishas Eres and Zocha Ben Ov, they never said that, because we see Klo from this member of Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't say that. Ele Yitma Hochi Yitma. Rabbe ורב יוסף דאמרי תרוויו היו וברשוסוי נכתובן. I don't look at the Shas Eirisen. I look at the Shas Ksive. Now, let us see Rashi. Hoyel uberschusoi nichtovim, ksube horishoine shohoyo lifne hanisuin, behilkach, bogro koidem nisuin, loy nichtevo birshusoi. Now let us explain a little bit what this means. We're going to see later in the Gemara, it would seem Bishas Eirisin, it seems to my Mishnah Narusa is Aksube, and Rashi will see learns Pshat, that Mitnai Bezn she has Aksube. It would seem Bishas Eirisin, they did not write Aksube, they made Eirisin, and automatically he owed her Aksube. That was the automatic Chiyev Mishas Eirisin. Fine. Now, the ksuba of Mishas Eirisin, there was no Taisvis ksuba. That was only the minimum ksuba. If she's a Ba'ula, it's Amona. If she's a Psula, she's Mosai. Al Kaponim, the Chiyuv ksuba Mishas Eirisin was a minimum ksuba without Taisvis. Now, before the Nisuin, they wrote a ksuba. Like we write Eksuba before our Eirisin in this one. Then they wrote Eksuba. Then they made a Kinyan Chalipin. And in this written Eksuba, usually they were Moisef HaTaisvis, that it was Moisef Midilei. Besides the minimum amount of Eksuba, of Mono or Messiah, they made a Taisvis. Now, let us not devile, explain why the Iker Ksube we cheshben is the Ksuba of Shas Ksive. Let's not get into that. But this is what the Gemara is saying right now. The Gemara is saying right now, Rabbi Yehuda, not Mishas Eirisin Zoche Ba'amov. No, no, that's not true. Mishas Ksive Zoche Ba'amov. So that means as follows. If, when they wrote the second ksuba, this was the first ksuba written in reality, but when they wrote the ksuba before the nisuin, that's when the father is zoiche. He's zoiche in that ksuba. So it depends, what was she then? Was she a nara or a bogres? If she was a bogres, then that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda says, Omoid Rabbi Yehuda Maris has bita shiktano u bogro v'achakach niseis. So that means the ksuba was written when she was a bogres. Oh, so then the father wasn't zeiche because she's not b'shusa when she's a bogres. The shitis Rabbi Yehuda is that the father is zeiche b'shas ksive. So she has to be Bishas Ksiva Saksuba. And Ksiva Saksuba was the Ksuba that was written before the Nisuin. Bishas Ksiva Saksuba Zocha Boyov. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Not Bishas Eiris and Zocha Boyov. So Memele. So now everything is good. So therefore, if she became a Bogris before the Nisuin, so Bishas Ksiva she's not Bishusov, so the father's in Zeich in the Ksuba. If Bishas, before the Nisuin, she was still a Naira, so then the father is Zeich in the Ksuba. Yishalom al Yisrael. That's Pshat and in Rabbi Yehuda. Let's see again Rashi. Hoyel Bishusai Nichtovim. Ksube horishoine shohoyo lifnei hanesuin. We're talking about the ksube that was written before the nesuin. Not the ksube, the chiv ksube veresen. Hilkach, bogo koide mesuin, le nicht devo. It wasn't written, birshusoi. Hode gorsine nichtovim, hoyel birshusoi nichtovim loshen rabim, amone mesayim de ksube koi. That means sometimes she writes Ksubis Mone, sometimes Ksubis Mosai, it matters what she is. So now, we don't know yet what the lumdus is, but kaponim, we know what Rab Yehuda holds. That the criteria is, bishas ksivas haksube, was she bershus aviyo? If she was, then the father's eichen de ksube. If she wasn't bershus aviyo, then he's not eichen de ksube. The eresin is not a criteria. Period. Now let us go further. Umigve me emas gavye. Now the Gemara is clearing a new shaila. Now let us see Rashi. Umigve me emas gavye. Kloima. Now the words are not written kesidron. Someone in the back is misadded like this. Kloima. The hachazinen we see. Le'inyin schiye da'ov. The lav bosa eiris in azlinen. We see le'inyin schiye da'ov. That we don't call bosa eiris. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda. Kidiktoni amoyd Rabbi Yehuda b'ma'aris es b'itoyu bogro. That what, that the ksuba does not belong to the ov. Alme bosa ksiva ozl. Again. We don't know what the reason is. Abal kaponim, we see by the schusa of, we look at the shas ksiva. Was she bershusa of b'shas ksiva? Then it goes to the yov. If it wasn't bershusa of, it doesn't go to the yov. So now le'inya mitrav lekuches. Now I want to clear a new shaila. Le'inya mitrav lekuches from money from the lekuches. May Amos tofe mi mishabdi. When is she goive from the mishubodim? Mishas eirisen. Doho. We see, again, let's not explain it, but we see something very interesting. There's achiev ksube that's chal with the eirisen. There's achiev ksube that we write bishas koidim nesuyin. There's two ksubes. There's a written ksube and an unwritten ksube. And somehow the schusa of is dependent on the written ksube. Now I want to ask Claire a different shaila. I want to clear a shaila, let's forget about of. I want to clear a shaila that, let's say, she got married in Nissen, Tovshin, Nun, Ches. The Nisuin was Nisin Tovshin Nun Tes. A year later, they made Nisuin. Now, in Tovshin Nun Ches, and if they made the Nisuin Tovshin Nun Tes, so before the Nisuin, they wrote a Nuksuba, Starksuba. Now, in Tovshin Nun Ches, the Orus had Karkois, L'chayre this kakois became meshubet. Now, he sold all these kakois by order. He sold all his kakois order. Fine. Now, he makes nisuin the next nisin. Nisin of Tovshin Nuntes. He doesn't have a karka to his name. But now he wrote a shtark sube. So the Gemara is clearing that schus that an isha has to mon from Mishubodim, then he can mon from Lekuches. By which ksube does she get this schus? Does she get this schus by the unwritten ksube? Or does she only get this schus by the written ksube? Again, we'll not go into the tzodei hashayla. But Rashi seems to be mekasheret. We see the father also, there's a pis. The father also gets a schus, but he gets his schus by the written ksube, not by the unwritten ksube. His schus is determined by the written ksube. So now, the Gemara klaus ha-shaila, umigve me'em is gabye, kloima. Doho chazine le'inyin schiye do'ov, the lav bosa eiris in azlinim. The schus of the ov is not dependent with eiris. Afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda. Kedektoni umoide Rabbi Yehuda b'Marsus b'Tebog alme basaksiva ozel. So the schus ha'ov is dependent in the shas ksiva. So now I want to clear a shaila in yemitref lekuches. The man from lekuches me'aim is tofa mimishabdi. When can she man from mishubodim? When does she get a shibud in his nechosim? Mishas eirisin. Does she get a shibud in his nechosim? Mishas eirisin. Mehi shaita ichaye betakante de rabon. He already became mechuyev. She's mechuyev. So, she got a shibut, so became a shibuta. So, Mamela, if he sold all the karkois order, no problem. She can go and be gave from the lekuches, because it became a shibuta from Nisan Tovshin Nun Ches. Oy dume, ad shas ksive, da have a milve bishtar loitofa. No, maybe she only gets a shibud that she's bekoich to be guy from lekuches when the ksuba is written. So memela the ksuba was written nissen tovshin and tes, and nissen tovshin and tes he was karkalis, he sold all his karkois. So could be he can't be, she can't be guy for the ksuba. Fine. That is the shaila. So we have to understand what the study Ashayla is and how is this Mekusha to the Schiyas Ha'ov Alibed Rabbi Yehuda, but the Vayel will learn not understanding. Let's go further. Omar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said, this Shaila, Yuklanga Shaila, from when she can mourn from the Kuchas. So Rav Huna said like this, Mone Mosayim Min Ha'eresen. That means she got married, she became an Arusa, Nisan Tovshin Nun Ches, the Karkois that he possessed, Tovshin Nun Ches, became Meshubed for the Mone and Mosayim. V'Toisves Min Ha'nesuim. That means the Toisves, he never wrote a Toisves till the Nesuim. So the Taisvis, he was Meshabed himself, Nisan Tovshin Nun Tes, so she can only mourn the Taisvis from the Karkois he had, Meshas Nisun. Let us see Rashi. Mone Mosayim, the Mitakante, the Rabbonon, Mechayev, that he also, Mitakonis, the Rabbonon, Tovim is Manerison, Imeis, Egir, Shalach, and Nisun. Terefes lekuches shelokru min nechosov mizman eresim ve'ilach. The lekuches that purchases karkois order tovshin nun tes is shulmon from those lekuches ve'ilach. The mehi shaita ishtabed. That's when his karkois became meshubed. The toisves shemei atzmoi hi bolo. The toisves is not a takone de rabon. The takone rabonon was chal. But the Eresin, that's the shibud of Mone Messiah. But Taisu Shemei Atzmehi Bolo, Loinish Tabit, Atzman, Ksivas Aksube. Shekonomi Yodoi Vikosa. Then they made a Kinyin Chalipin. Then they wrote a Shtar. So then the Taisu became Meshubin. That is what Rav Huna holds. The Rav Asi Yomar, Echod Ze, the Echod Ze, Min HaNesuyin. And Rav Asi said, no, that side the Mone Mosayim, inside the Toisves, everything, the Shibud is Chal with the Ksivis HaKsube, not with the Chiv Ksube Misha Seiris. Echod Ze, the Echod Ze, Min HaNesuyin. So now Rashi says Teire. Why? The he gufe mochlo lishibude kamo, v'nisratzeso bizman hakoso bishtar haksube, kechol hamefuresh bo bein iker bein taisves. Now let us understand what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying a moire de kezach. That means, Rashi is saying as follows. Ravuna made it very innocent. There's a shibud from Eirusin and the Monomassayim. There's a shibud from the Nisuin and the Taisvah. So whenever, and whatever he was speaking about, whenever the shibud was chal, that's when it became a shibud. That's what Ravuna said. Ravasi said, I'm going to ask you, I'm more the kehore. When they write the ksube, Bishas the Nisuin. So let's look at the date that's written on the Ksube. So we're saying, it says, Hayoim Resh Chodesh Nisan, Tovshin Nun Tes, he's Mechayiv Ramona, he's Mechuyiv to give Ramona Mosayim, and the Taisvis Ksube, and blah, 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 that we have the whole Nusach HaKsube. So there's a big kasha when they start writing the ksuba, let her go over to the kaisa of ksuba, says, don't why write tafshin and tes? The money umosayim, let's write, let her get a good lawyer, and let's write that the money umosayim was meshubid, mishasal, just gets facts, let's get facts straight. The money umosayim, it was Meshubit from Tovshin Nun Ches. The Taisus is from Tovshin Nun Tes. She keeps quiet, and you write such a nusach. So you know what Pshat is? If she keeps quiet, is a raya that if she's maskim with that which is written, is a raya she's moichel whatever was chal till now. If she wouldn't be moichel, she'd make a tumul. So if she's quiet, that means she's moichel all shibudim what were chal till now, and she's maskim that the shibud should start with what it says in the shtar ksube. So memele saivim mone and mosayim, which it becomes meshubid from now. The previous shibud was existent till they wrote the ksuba before the nisuyim. The minute they write in the ksuba before the nisuyim and their koilu, one's man for the money mosayim and the toisves, so we assume that she was moichel the previous shibud, and so the shibud of everything is chal b'shas the nisuyim. Let us see again Rashi. Echot ze ve'echot ze min ha'nesuyin. Dehi gufa mochlo l'shibud kame. She herself was moichel the previous shibud. B'nis ratzese b'zman ha'kosuv b'shtar ha'ksube k'chol ha'mefuresh bo. She was merutze in the newsman. Bein iker, bein teisviz.